The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome, dear friends, to America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump, author of the new book, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies, and a very excited man. Why? Because today is a special day we are devoting to my favorite form of radio, which is the long form. It's great to have a guest for 11 minutes. It's great to have a guest for 11 minutes plus 8 minutes. But how about a full hour? And that's what we are doing right now with none other than Oz Guinness. Last time Oz was with us, I mentioned the story of how I first met him after a theater performance of C.S. Lewis's The Screwtape Letters. And I said, we've got to get him on the show. He agreed, but it was far too short. Oz Guinness is the author of the new book, Last Call for Liberty, How America's Genius for Freedom Has Become Its Greatest Threat. Oz, welcome back.
Thank you. Great privilege.
For those who are not familiar with your writings, you're an author. It says on your website, you're a social critic. You've authored more than 30 books. I think very importantly, like myself, you are not a native of this land. Now, I'm a naturalized citizen, but I was born in the UK to Hungarian parents. You were born in China to missionary parents. I didn't realize we were both alums of London University, so that's another connection. Before we started the show today, I went to your website, and I recommend it to all our listeners, ozguinness.com. Oh, and by the way, he is, of course, I have to mention this, the great, great, great-grandson of Arthur Guinness. Yes, you know who I mean. That's why he has the golden harp symbol on his website, which is ozguinness.com. I watched the video at your website, the top one, which is a 28-minute lecture you gave. And in it, you say something quite stunning. You say America, and you are a resident here in America, is now in the midst of a crisis that is the greatest crisis since our Civil War. How so?
Well, a Civil War crisis was obviously the North against the South. What is it today? People say it's another episode in the culture wars, far deeper than that. People say it's the coastals against the heartlanders, partly that.
The rubes versus the elite.
And others say it's the populists against the globalists, yes. George Soros types. And it is partly that, but I argue the deepest, deepest crisis is those who understand America and freedom in the light of the American Revolution and those who understand it in the light of the French Revolution. And they're very, very different, and they come out in different places. One, the second, will spell the end of the American Republic as we know it, which for me is tragic.
So if those who think the French Revolution, as it came out of the Enlightenment, is the determinative progression, the direction for humankind, then it undermines everything upon which the Republic was founded?
Absolutely. But you look at, say, political correctness or postmodernism or the sexual revolution or currently the rage for socialism. All of those go back to 1789, not 1776.
Right. You also mention in your book, you mentioned in that video, that perhaps the key difference between the two is just how scripturally based, just how much religion informed the American Revolution and how a-religious the French Revolution is. For the skeptics out there, for those who maybe were educated in the system of higher education in the last 30 years, could you unpack for us, please, Os Guinness, just how religious the American Revolution was, how it was informed by concepts of revelation, concepts of scripture? Because we have been told for so many years that if there was any religion, it was a strange kind of deism, and that was it.
Mm-hmm. Not at all. But part of that, let me go back to the reason why that's so. The secular narrative has dominated the academic world. In other words, the idea that modern freedom, modern toleration, came from the loosening of the controls of religion. And that's actually not right historically, because it didn't come from the Enlightenment. The 17th century is what historians call the biblical century. The focus is on what they called the Hebrew Republic. And the fact is that in the Reformation, through sola scriptura, scripture alone, back to the Bible, they rediscovered the texts like the Torah and freedom, human dignity, and above all the notion of covenant, which became constitution. They all came out of that period. And of course, that's what shaped the American founding and revolution. So in England, I'm English.
Yes.
It was the lost cause, as you know. That was Cromwell,
yes,
who called Exodus the direct parallel to what he's trying to do. He failed. But what was the lost cause in England became the winning cause in New England and flowed down to the 18th century.
This is incredibly important. Before I joined the White House, before I had a radio show, I traveled the nation talking to our military, our intelligence analysts, and members of the FBI to understand the ideology that we faced in the global jihadi movement, groups like Al-Qaeda, like ISIS. And one of the key things I started with is you have to understand religion, and you have to understand the difference between the Judeo-Christian tradition and Islam. And the biggest difference is right at the beginning, and it has to do with this word covenant. Islam is a non-covenantal religion. The Judeo-Christian religions are covenantal from the get-go, from Moses to Jesus. Could you explain what this word covenant means in the Western context?
Well, there are three features of the covenant in Exodus, which came down eventually to the founding fathers. One is the notion of freely chosen consent. Three times it says in Exodus, God puts out the covenant for them. It says, all that the Lord says, we will do. They say it three times. As the rabbis say, even when the master of the universe offers a covenant, the people have to sign on. That's the origin of the consent of the governed. And that's
so this is incredibly important, because it's not blind obedience.
Not at all.
It's not, when you say God-fearing, you don't obey because you fear. Mm-hmm. You actually are given the option.
Absolutely.
To buy in. And covenant is the relationship, the two-way relationship. The offer is made of the creator to close with his creation, and the creation is given. I mean, free will is essential in this mm-hmm. transaction.
Yeah. And the rabbis point out, too, that there is no Hebrew word for obey. The word shema, to hear, means to take heed, to listen, deliberate, decide yourself, and then to hear and sign on. And that's very important, because, again, freely chosen consent.
We have a minute left. What's the second aspect? You said the first one was this.
A morally binding pledge. A covenant is more than a compact or a legal contract. That's purely law, usually very narrow.
Yes.
Covenant is comprehensive and morally binding.
And the example I give when I gave when I was lecturing is a covenant is not a contract in terms of it's fixed in time and space and it's signed. It establishes, I use the analogy of a mortgage, it establishes a long-term relationship with mm-hmm. both sides. And that is key to understanding both the Jewish faith and the Christian faith and how it is so very, very different from the other faith traditions out there. We've only scratched the surface. So much more to talk about with our special guest, Oz Guinness. Go to ozguinness.com, Oz is O-S, and buy his book, Last Call for Liberty. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Follow us at sebgorka.com, live streaming, video, and audio. Also now on the iTunes podcast platform. Just look for America First on your podcast. And lastly, follow us on Twitter, SEBGORKA.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com.
Donald Trump is set to use gold to challenge the Federal Reserve. This action will drive the stock market higher and make gold prices soar. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. For 47 years, the Fed has secretly valued gold at $42 an ounce. Trump is set to reveal their secret and force the Fed to properly value the gold on their balance sheet. I lay it all out in my most recent report, How Trump Will Trump the Fed. His executive action will ramp up the world economy and cause the price of gold to double overnight. To get my report, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. Trump knows a higher gold price will unleash the U.S. economy. To get my report, get it right on your phone, right now, no questions asked, text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you're an investor, you need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Come on, kids. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million, no hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply, and you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day, with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's ETHOS. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
So I'm with Oz Guinness, and he asks me before the show, do you like having a radio show? Oh, yes, I do. I grew up on talk radio. I was a little kid in London listening to something that used to be called LBC, the London Broadcasting Company, a talk radio platform with my little plastic transistor radio under my pillow. I love it. And my favorite form is the long form. And on this day, we are going to indulge ourselves with the author of Last Call for Liberty. We left you with, dear listener, the second part of what makes the covenant key to our civilization. But we haven't finished it, so we've got three parts. Please, Oz Guinness, the second part.
Well, a morally binding pledge, and you think, say, the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes.
And so Martin Luther King, he appeals to the Declaration as a promissory note, whereas the radicals on the left since then, they disrespect the Declaration. In other words, there's no standard or pledge to appeal to. And that's absolutely disastrous. Another example how the progressive left is closer to the French Revolution than to the American.
And then the third part?
The third part of the covenant was a reciprocal responsibility of all for all. You think of the Three Musketeers later, all for one,
yes,
one for all.
Right.
In other words, in Leviticus, love your neighbor as yourself. So republicanism, interesting that the word republic comes from Cicero, but the idea is in the Old Testament centuries earlier. And in democracy, there is zero social content. But in republicanism, American republicanism,
yes,
social responsibility, every citizen responsible. So responsibilities come before rights. It's not entitlement in some cheap way.
Is that in any way in tension with Alexis de Tocqueville, when he talks about the rugged individualism and that American culture is based upon the soul, the pioneer? Is there any conflict with
no,
that concept?
No, because he also talks about the habits of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you go back to the Greeks, you mustn't be idiots, which is their word for the private individual. You mustn't be tribal.
Yes.
You must be citizens, people who speak for yourself, but you know what the common good is too. And, of course, citizenship is at the heart of the Hebrew notion. They are members of the Israeli people and so on. That is what's missing in America today. Every American responsible for every American.
Let me ask you what seems to be an obvious question but isn't asked or rarely. If the progressives, the left, those who appeal to the French Revolution as the model as opposed to the American Revolution, if within that there is an absolute denial of an objective truth outside the human being, if there is nothing that cannot be changed, cannot be engineered, cannot change because our purposes, our objectives may change from one day to the next, then at the end of the day, surely that just leads to a nihilism where anything is permitted. Surely.
No, absolutely. In other words, that's at the heart of postmodern thinking. God is dead, they say. Truth is dead. Everything is only power. We're back to Nietzsche. But that's also behind what's called social constructionism. You know, with their three slogans, there are no givens, there are no rules, and there are no limits. So you take male, female, or whatever.
Right.
Everything's socially constructed, which means it can be deconstructed and reconstructed as you wish. But the trouble is there is reality. There is truth, and you hit reality at a certain point.
I watched an interview from British television, and in it they were talking to a mother who said she is non-binary, who had a child who she slipped up in the conversation. She let out that it was a he, but she said that she's raising it in a gender-neutral environment. And if you call your child he because it's male or she because it's a female, she said you are committing childism, mm-hmm. which means you are treating that child, you are negating its human rights because you are forcing an artificial identity onto an entity that should be able to choose it. We would have laughed at this 20 years ago, surely.
Absolutely. There's a court in British Columbia now that calls that family violence, which is appalling. But I would say look at the clash between the sexual revolution, say Germaine Greer and some of the current feminists.
Yes,
or
yes,
say
yes.
Martina Navratilova and some of the transgender sports people and so on. You can see that some of these ideas are so far out, they're hitting reality.
Are we, I'm not trying to be provocative, but is this Rome in its latter stages of collapse and decline?
Well, the issue as I see it, will there be a restoration of the first principles of the Republic, or are they in effect going to be repealed and replaced? So America, I say, is at a Rubicon moment, just as Caesar hesitated before the little river, because when he crossed, it was civil war in Rome. So in a way, America's at a Rubicon moment. But the tragedy for me, Seb, you probably see this too, there's no Lincoln addressing better angels.
This is my question. Can this Rubicon, is it a question of the people, the members of Res Publica, the members of the Republic, crossing the river together? If enough of us are sane enough, we cross together and we fix things, and that is the restoration? Or does it require, this is the old argument from, I think, was it Hegel or Wittgenstein, do we have to have the leader, the catalyst, to make the restoration possible?
I think it's both. But the trouble is, Lincoln addressed the better angels,
yes,
always appealing to the Declaration. But nobody talks in terms of the first principles today. They even take something like, say, the immigration debate. We can talk of sanctuary cities and walls, etc. No one talks of citizenship and the first principles of why that matters. And without that, a lot of people just lost. Many people on the left don't actually realize the leaders know where they're going. Many people just mimic them without realizing they're closer to France than to the American founding.
There's a wonderful, wonderfully brave young man called Austin Fletcher, who I try to plug as much as I can. He has a YouTube channel called Fleckas Talks, FLECCAS. Please check it out, dear listeners. And he takes a camera and a microphone into the protests, into the Antifa, the Women's March protests. Mm-hmm. And he goes up to people who are shouting, Donald Trump is a Nazi and white supremacy is taking over the country. And there's if you watch enough of these videos, you see something very interesting, Oz. By the time he asks the second or third question, the talking points of the protesters run out and they cannot actually engage in a conversation. When you ask them, so what exactly is it about Donald Trump that makes him a dictator? And how many people has he jailed? Then it collapses. So in the last minute, Oz, it seems as if the indoctrination is very shallow.
Oh, absolutely. We're in a soundbite culture, social media and so on. But the tragedy is the lack of civic education and, above all, of history. People don't know their history.
Never a truer word. That's why we like books. We like reading. When people ask me, what should you do in your career to become the best? I always say, you know what? Start by reading books. The fact that we actually have to encourage people today to do that is a sad thing. But let's start with this book, Oz Guinness, Last Call for Liberty, How America's Genius for Freedom Has Become Its Greatest Threat. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network.
Following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Stealing data from unsuspecting people on public Wi-Fi is the simplest way for hackers to make money. When you leave your internet connection unencrypted, you might as well be writing your passwords and credit card numbers on a huge billboard for the world to see. Try ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. Using ExpressVPN, you can safely surf on public Wi-Fi without having your personal data stolen. For less than $7 monthly, you can lock in to ExpressVPN protection. ExpressVPN is rated the number one VPN service by TechRadar and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Protect your online activity today. Find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Gorka. That's expressvpn.com/Gorka for 3 months free with a one-year package. Visit expressvpn.com/Gorka to learn more.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire Infrared Grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You're probably in your car right now, wondering what you'll have for dinner tonight. Imagine that when you get home, your Solaire Infrared Grill will be at 1,000 degrees in 3 minutes. That's right, just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster, so that in a matter of minutes, you could be sitting down to a great-tasting grilled dinner any and every night of the week. Your smoker or low-slow barbecue is great for the weekend, but the hot, fast speed and convenience of Solaire Infrared Grills make them your everyday go-to grill. And they aren't just for searing steaks. Solaire Infrared Grills also enhance fish, chicken, pork, shrimp, veggies, and fruit. Virtually everything your family enjoys. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. Solaire Infrared at BestHotGrill.com.
Two simple questions for our guest, Oz Guinness, author of The Last Call for Liberty. Oz, what makes the West different? And within that, what's special about America?
Wow, too simple. Well, at the foundation of the West, you had these magnificent truths such as the worth of human dignity, the profundity of freedom, the significance of justice, things like this, which no other civilization has had in this way. And America's uniqueness is its particular view of freedom. So you take Lord Acton's basic distinction. Is freedom the permission to do what you like, or the power to do what you ought?
Right.
Now, America takes the second, which is a deeply realistic view of freedom, probably the only freedom that will last. The rest of the world takes the opposite, but America's abandoning its roots. That's the trend, as I see it.
That reminds me, if I may, don't forget your point, but that reminds me of what St. John Paul said when he gave his speech in Poland, which was history-making, one of the key aspects, I think, that led to the fall of the Iron Curtain. When John Paul II, as Pope, said, freedom is not the freedom to buy Playboy.
Yeah, same point.
Right?
Same Absolutely.
Point. So what you're saying, and then the second part is, what's America's special place?
Well, let me say why this matters to me.
Yes.
As I understand history, America's the longest-running tutorial in the great art of political freedom. I mean, Athens, 50 years. Really very short-lived.
Yeah.
If America fails, and especially if it's an intentional failure by going the wrong way, it's a tragedy, not just for Americans, but for the entire world. You're American now. I'm not. But I'm an admirer of this country, and I say that with deep sorrow.
It's a tutorial, but it's a divine tutorial, is it not? There's something in there that is... We can't take for granted that it's linked to the objective and to the divine, but it surely is. How do we bring that back to this experiment?
Just by raising questions. So the deepest question is, how do we ground or justify freedom? If you look at the Egyptians or the Babylonians or the Greeks or modern atheists like Richard Dawkins and Sam Harris, they have no grounding for freedom. Sam Harris, it's a fiction. We're determined. In the Bible, you have a view. Humans are made in the image of God, and freedom is the gift by which we most resemble our Creator.
They don't have an answer for that, but Oz, they don't have an answer for the biggest question of all. There's a fabulous interview with Dawkins where the interviewer, it's Nixon's older speechwriter, Ben, what's his name? You know who he is. He's a comedian. And he pushes Dawkins further back and back in this discussion of evolution. And he says, but what about, where does it all begin? What created the Big Bang? Because we can get back to the Big Bang with science, mm-hmm. but why? And who seeded life in the universe? They're so incapable of understanding the irrational stances they hold that in this documentary, it's called Expelled, Richard Dawkins actually says, I don't know how he doesn't realize what he's saying, he says, I think it's more likely that we were seeded, human beings were seeded by aliens. Aliens seeded genetic code onto the earth, then there is a divine creator. I mean, this is the absurdity of their stance. How they don't see it?
Absolutely. For the atheists, behind everything is chance and determinism. And that leads to a very low view of human nature. And you can see if America's going that way, we're moving into not just a post-truth world, but a post-rights world, because the foundations of human dignity are going when the Hebrew and Christian scriptures are being thrown out. And that's absolutely disastrous. So we're undermining the West and certainly undermining America.
I think the greatest example of that, that you've given me so much to think about already, but I'm going to go home tonight. I'm going to think about this idea that a post-truth world leads to a post-rights world. Well, it's not a question. It's not hyperbole, and it's not hypothetical. When you have the state of New York decide that children can be killed at the point of labor, when you have the governor of Virginia say that after birth, a failed abortion can lead to the murder of that child, then we're already there, then the rights are being denied. You're listening to Oz Guinness. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We are on the Salem Radio Network, and this is America First. Dear listeners, I'd like to offer you a solution for something that potentially plagues you every day. It did me. And that's daily aches and pains that are chronic and are not going away. I had a lower back pain issue before I started the show. And our sponsor, Relief Factor, gave me a 3-week quick starter pack to try this completely natural, 100% drug-free supplement. Within 2 weeks, and to this day, my lower back pain issue has gone. The figures are stunning. More than 70% of those who try the 3-week quick starter pack become regular Relief Factor users. You don't see those figures with any supplement. What have you got to lose? Tens of thousands of our listeners are gaining relief with Relief Factor right now. Go to relieffactor.com, see the testimonials from Americans all across the country, and ask yourself, is a $19 quick starter pack worth it for you to lose your daily aches and pains? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. More with Oz Guinness, who is the author of Last Call for Liberty, How America's Genius for Freedom Has Become Its Greatest Threat. Go to his website, ozguinness.com, osguinness.com. More in a moment. As former strategist to the president, I know the threats to America's electrical grid are very real. Your money and investments are managed electronically. No electricity means no access to your bank accounts, stocks, or IRAs. That's why you must have physical wealth on hand at all times, especially gold and silver. So I recommend you call my friends at Midas Gold Group. Midas is a second-generation, veteran-owned company, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Midas offers strategies and solutions, not sales pitches. They can show you how to convert an IRA or 401k into physical gold with zero tax consequences. Call now and get a free copy of Midas Gold Group's eye-opening report on the 10 threats to your finances exclusively for you, my America First listeners. Call Midas Gold Group now at 480-360-3000. Don't wait until another disaster strikes. Call now, 480-360-3000.
Donald Trump is set to use gold to challenge the Federal Reserve. This action will drive the stock market higher and make gold prices soar. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. For 47 years, the Fed has secretly valued gold at $42 an ounce. Trump is set to reveal their secret and force the Fed to properly value the gold on their balance sheet. I lay it all out in my most recent report, How Trump Will Trump the Fed. His executive action will ramp up the world economy and cause the price of gold to double overnight. To get my report, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. Trump knows a higher gold price will unleash the U.S. economy. To get my report, get it right on your phone, right now, no questions asked, text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you're an investor, you need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to GoGoMeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com, GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, promo code MIKE2018.
Friends, do you feel like I do? Do you feel that you are back in graduate school? And it's free! It's free. I don't know if Oz teaches anywhere, but right now he's teaching us across America, coast to coast, on America First, and I'm so grateful to him. We should do this for days and days and days, because I know I'd enjoy it, and I'm sure you would too. We were in the middle of a deep discussion about what makes the West different, and you just focused on these three core questions of the dignity of the individual, freedom, how important freedom is, and then the concept of justice. I know you have more to say, Oz.
Well, on human dignity.
Yes.
Because we're moving into this post-rights world. Not long ago, people were saying the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, it's the Bible of human rights. Now they're saying that's Western and chauvinist, etc.
Imperial, you know, and what
that.
Have you.
You know, my grandfather was a doctor in China. And going into the imperial Forbidden City. If, say, a waiting girl spilt the tea on the Empress Dowager, she could be easily taken to, well, just put head first down, left to die. Life was cheap, humans were expendable. In the West today, why does an individual matter? With our world of algorithms and in notions of collectivism and so on, we're losing sight of the preciousness of the individual, and only the biblical understanding of humans made in the image and likeness of God gives you that. Without that, we've nothing.
Let's drill down on that issue, because that's one of the questions I had on my cheat sheet. Man, these differentiations, as you said, this isn't about urban versus rural. This isn't even, I mean, left or right concepts that have zero relevance today. A lot of what we're talking about is based upon two completely different conceptualizations of what man is and what man should and can be. What are the two conceptualizations?
Well, you know, the biblical position, humans are made in the image and likeness of God, has been described as the Magna Carta of humanity, because every individual is precious. Yes. As the rabbis say, to destroy a single individual is like destroying the world, and so on. You don't have that anywhere else. And that's the huge difference. We're just, you look, say, at the modern, we're now post-human or anti-human or we're techno-human. You know, there's no high view of human dignity after all the problems of the 20th century. And so people are trying to say we're just an animal or whatever it is. And you can see that the Jewish and Christian view is unique and very precious.
But if we're just an animal, then...
Or just a machine.
Or just a machine. At the end of the day, we will be in a Hobbesian state where just whoever's strongest can dominate, and there's no moral judgment to be found in a French Revolution-based civilization.
Absolutely. But you mentioned Hobbes. In other words, when you have that war of all against all, think of the culture wars deepening, I put it today, when you have a toxic combination of rabid individualism, of gross inequalities and certain injustices, those three I's, you have a swing towards a centralized protective state. That's exactly what Hobbes's Leviathan.
Right.
And I think he got that from the Old Testament, Samuel. You want a king? The king will oppress you. Or he got that from Tacitus. I was reading Tacitus last week on the Caesars and the way the senators caved in to what he called servitude because the protection of the present was better than the perils of the past. And you can see that's happening with the rage for socialism.
Tacitus, one of my favorite authors. Where does this leave Americans? If we go back in time, a short jaunt, just 60, 70 years, you read the speeches of American presidents on both sides, but specifically on the right. Their speeches are suffused with not only scriptural references, but references to God, to absolute truths. We seem to have lost that completely, Osgenis.
No, that's right. And my book, the heart of the book, is actually a checklist of 10 questions for citizens to ask. And they can come to their own conclusions. You take the French route or the American route, they come out differently. But citizens have to describe. And as you know, I argue that what we've seen in the 50 years is what Rudy Dutschke called for, a long march through the institutions.
Yes.
So that the gatekeepers of ideas now are actually fundamentally opposed to the American Revolution. And that's tragic.
In the last 2 minutes we have in this segment, let's be very clear for the listeners. None of this happened by accident.
Not at all.
If you look at the names, Gramsci, Foucault, the deconstructing of Western civilization didn't happen because we were lethargic or lazy. It was actually engineered by people who wanted to do exactly that.
Exactly. You trace it from Marx to Gramsci to Marcuse to Foucault to Rudi Dutschke and right down to people like AOC today. And you can trace the line very easily. The trouble is the average citizen doesn't realize that because they don't have a great sense of history and there's very little civic education today. So they're just the victims of what's happening to them, which is a shame.
Dear listeners, if you're not familiar with the names that we've just discussed, who are the architects of the deconstruction, the dismantling of everything we hold dear, before you go to Oz Guinness's masterclass, take a moment and read one chapter from one book. It opened my eyes. I knew all of this because of my parents' background, suffering under fascism and then communism. But to see it laid out in a timeline, go to Andrew Breitbart, the late, great Andrew Breitbart's book, Righteous Indignation, and read chapter 5. It is the most concise summary of who these people are and what they did from the 1950s onwards to take apart American and Western civilization. Everybody who cares for the future of the Republic needs to understand this isn't a conspiracy theory. You can read what they wrote. You can read the organizations they created, the Frankfurter School and everything else. It is there for you to learn, and you must know it if we are to address it, if we are to respond and save the Republic. Our guest is Oz Guinness, the author, the social critic. His book, his latest book, is Last Call for Liberty: How America's Genius for Freedom Has Become Its Greatest Threat. I'm Sebastian Gorka on the Salem Radio Network. Follow me on Twitter, Seb Gorka, SebGorka. More next.
Play Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
Now.
I don't believe John will survive tonight.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Okay, here's the deal. Mortgage rates went up this year, right? Wrong. If you're looking to lower your monthly payment or thinking of getting cash out of your home, mortgage rates are actually now the lowest in months. But the clock's ticking. And at Cash Call Mortgage, there's no better time to take advantage than right now. Call us at 833-405-CASH. Speak with one of our refinance specialists today, and you may be able to lock in the lowest rates of the year before they're gone. We'll even get the process started without the upfront deposit other lenders still charge. That's 833-405-CASH. Refinance with Cash Call Mortgage today. Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Don't let these low rates pass you by. All you need to get started is a phone. Dial 833-405-CASH. Again, 833-405-CASH. Refinance with Cash Call Mortgage today.
As my listeners know, I may have a funny accent, but I'm an American now. I was born and raised in the UK to parents who escaped from the communism that was the Hungarian Republic. Genetically, Hungarians are pessimists. It's just a fact. But Americans must be optimists. The point of this hour is not to depress you, dear listener, but to give you insight, give you material, give you ammunition mentally for what has to be done to save this project that is freedom. Our guest, Os Guinness, is the author of Last Call for Liberty, in which he asks you 10 very key questions about the difference between our revolution and the secular, godless one that was the French Revolution. Os, in closing, what can the average citizen do? If you don't have a radio show, if you haven't written 30 books, but you want to attack this issue in a positive sense, what can you do?
You know, Einstein used to say, if you want to save the world and you have 1 hour, you've got to think for 59 minutes, what's the problem?
Right.
And 1 minute, the solution. And I argue in the book that you've got to understand the deepest thing, and that's this difference between 1776 and 1789. And that isn't at the moment at the heart of the American discussion. And so I think we've each got to explore these issues for ourselves, and then in the area, our families, our neighborhoods, our workplaces, argue intelligently by raising questions and making people think deeper than they are now. Because in a soundbite culture, many people have these very shallow slogans, and you press them to a little deeper than that, and they're completely stuck. We've got to go much deeper today. We're at a Kairos moment. In other words, crisis, yes, but opportunity too. So I would argue for a restoration of the American Republic. We mustn't drift and see a repeal and replacement of it, which would be disastrous for the world and for America.
I'm going to explore, what does it say, chairman's prerogative? I'm going to answer my own question.
Please.
Because you've enlightened me. Start, dear listener, by reading Os Guinness's book, Last Call for Liberty, and then, as a former professor, I encourage you, go back to the primary sources.
Yeah.
Read the Bible, including the Old Testament, every day. Read the founding documents of our nation. Read the Federalist Papers. Read the classics, Plato, Aristotle, Socrates. If you educate yourself, the answer as to what you should do will come by itself, because you will be so motivated. You will understand the threat to America so clearly that you will have no other option but to educate your fellow American.
Now, well said.
Thank
and Alexis de Tocqueville.
And Alexis de Tocqueville.
Russell Kirk. And
Russell Kirk, absolutely. My word. We've only just begun. We must do this again. I'm grateful to you, Os Guinness. Go to osguinness.com. Follow this man. Read his works. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. God bless.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Ask your doctor to send your prescription to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system and your prescription is delivered. It's just that easy. Go to GoGoMeds.com and use the promo code MIKE2018 and save $10 on your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, and the promo code MIKE2018 gets you $10 off your first prescription.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.